Foxton Readers Level 2 Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne Retold by C.S. Woolley Read by Sally Cave Copyright Foxton Books 2017 Chapter 1 Phileas Fogg was a member of the Reform Club. He was an English gentleman. He didn't have a wife or children. He fired his only servant for bringing him water because it wasn't the right temperature. It was October. Phileas Fogg sat in his house and waited for his new servant. There was a knock at the door. It was his new servant. Passepartout. "You're a Frenchman, I believe," asked Phileas Fogg. "And your name is John?"
"My name is Jean Passepartout. I was a singer. And a circus rider. Then I was a professor of gymnastics. I was a fireman in Paris. I left France 5 years ago and came to England to be a valet. I want to live a quiet life and forget the name of Passepartout," said Passepartout.
"Passepartout suits me," said Mr. Fogg. He stood up and left the house. Passepartout was all alone. Passepartout was an honest and lively man. Phileas Fogg was a quiet man. He had a very strict life.
"Mr. Fogg's a real gentleman. I'll get on well with him," thought Passepartout.
Phileas Fogg went to the Reform Club. He had breakfast, he read the paper, and ate his dinner. After dinner, he sat by the fire. His friends came into the club in the evening. They talked about the story in the newspaper. "Robbers stole £50,000 from the Bank of England." They argued about it all night. When they sat down to play whist, they were still arguing.
"Where could the thief go then?"
"Oh, I don't know that. The world's big enough." "It was once," said Phileas Fogg in a low voice.
"What do you mean by once?"
"Is the world now smaller than before?"
"Certainly, I agree with Mr. Fogg. The world's now smaller than before. A man can go round it 10 times more quickly than 100 years ago, and that is why the search for this thief will be successful, and also why the thief can get away more easily. You have a strange way, Ralph, of proving that the world has grown smaller. So because you can go round it in 3 months...
"In 80 days, said Phileas Fogg.
"That's true, gentlemen," added John Sullivan. "Only 80 days, because now there's a new section between Rothal and Allahabad on the Great Indian Peninsula Railway. Here are the numbers in the paper. From London to Suez, via Mont Cenis and Brindisi, by rail and steamboat, 7 days. From London to Suez, via Mont Cenis and Brindisi, by rail and steamboat,
7 days. From Suez to Bombay by steamer, 13 days. From Bombay to Calcutta by rail, 3 days. From Calcutta to Hong Kong by steamer, 13 days. From Hong Kong to Yokohama by steamer, 6 days. From Yokohama to San Francisco by steamer, 22 days. From San Francisco to New York by rail, 7 days. From New York to London by steamer and rail, 9 days. In total, 80 days. Yes, in 80 days, except for bad weather, bad winds, shipwrecks, railway accidents, and so on. All included, said Phileas Fogg. I'd like to see you do it in 80 days, said one of the gentlemen. It depends on you. Shall we go? Mr. Fogg said. I'll bet you £4,000 it's impossible. I disagree. It's quite possible, said Mr. Fogg. Well, make it then. The journey round the world in 80 days? Yes. I should like nothing better. When? At once, but you'll pay for it. Well, Mr. Fogg, said he, it shall be so. I'll wager the £4,000 on it. I have a deposit of £20,000 at Baring's. I'll willingly risk upon it, said Mr. Fogg. I'll make the tour of the world in 80 days or less. Do you accept? Asked Mr. Fogg. We accept, replied the five friends. Today is Wednesday, 2nd of October. I'll be back in London in this room of the Reformer Club on Saturday, the 21st of December, 8:45 p.m. Otherwise, £20,000 is yours. Here's a cheque for the amount, said Mr. Fogg. The steward wrote down the bet. Each of the men signed it. Fogg went home to get ready. Passepartout, we start for Dover and Calais in 10 minutes. We're going round the world, said Fogg. Round the world? Passepartout said. Yes, in 80 days, replied Mr. Fogg. Passepartout packed a carpet bag with all their clothes. Mr. Fogg was ready. Under his arm, he had a red-bound copy of Bradshaw's Continental Railway Steam Transit and General Guide. It had the timetables of all the steamers and railways. He took the carpet bag and opened it. He put £20,000 in notes in the bag. His five friends were at the train station. Well, gentlemen, I'm leaving now. You can examine my passport when I get back, said Mr. Fogg. Of course we will. We'll trust your word as a gentleman of honour, said Ralph politely. I'll see you in 80 days on Saturday, the 21st of December, 1872, at 9:15 p.m. Goodbye, gentlemen, said Mr. Fogg. Phileas Fogg's journey was in the papers. Many people made bets on his journey. One evening, the commissioner of police was sitting in the office at 9 o'clock. He got a telegram. The telegram said, Suez to London. Rowan, commissioner of police, Scotland Yard. I found the bank robber. His name is Phileas Fogg. Send warrant of arrest to Bombay without delay. Fix, detective. Mr. Fix was a detective. He was looking for the bank robber. Mr. Fix met Fogg and Passepartout on the boat to Suez. Fogg looked like the description of the bank robber. Mr. Fix got on the boat from Suez to Bombay to follow them.